morning. Once again, it's time for Your Life Matters with clinical social worker Dr. Beth Placetka from Safe Harbor Counseling and Dr. Beth Speaks. Dr. Beth, good morning.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
All right. How are you today?
I'm good, thank you. And I'm making the choice to be good today because some days are easier than others, aren't they?
That's good that you can, you know, decide this is going to be a good day. I'm going to have a good day and do good things. And that's a nice thing to do. In these times, any kind of a good day or good moments are welcome.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And today, you know what, I'd like to talk about what a listener sent in.
Okay.
Well, you know what she said? I think it was a woman. She said, how do you feel like you're doing enough? How, you know, like when there's a problem, we usually go after it. Like we see the nurses and the doctors and the neighbors and all that stuff. Doing wonderful things. I saw somebody on TV that had a warehouse full of, like, disposable diapers that she was helping distribute to people who didn't have any. I was like, wow, where do you do that? All that with a mask on, you know?
Right.
And she said, you know, there's people feeling guilty about, you know, just that it's hard just to get up and do remote e-learning and keep cooking and trying to remember what time it is. And, you know, as I was thinking about that, I thought, oh, that is so true. And that's something that comes up in the therapy office a lot, whether there's a pandemic or not, that question of, am I enough? Does anybody ever seem like that to you, Mike? You've noticed that with people?
Yeah, and I'm kind of in that category, too, where you see stuff on the news of people doing this and that, and you feel not so much inadequate, but just like, gosh, they're better than me. How do I do more to just feel better each day, like I'm contributing somehow?
Exactly. And, you know, that sense of I'm not enough comes from comparison, you know, and we believe that if I was enough, and then we fill in the blank, there would be world peace. I sometimes worry about famine from my peace, you know, when my kids would behave or they would be, you know, the pandemic would go away. But here's what I think what we have to really keep in mind. Everyone's talents shine at different points in life and at different times and situations. Their skills are needed in special and significant ways at different times. You know, right now, nobody wants me in a hospital because that's not my gift. We wanted to support the people and admire the people, encourage people where that's their gift. That's how it's supposed to be. So we want to stop comparing ourselves and stop that thought of if then. If I was enough, if I studied more, if I had their skills, if I, again, everything that you could ever want, that things would be better or different.
Hmm.
Things are better or different when we notice what we can do and that we do them for in the places that we can. You know, media is wonderful, but it makes us aware not only of the people in our immediate area, but worldwide. Look at that person over there who's running a country and raising children and, you know, all that other stuff. So what we do is not, and how we behave is not what creates our value. What really creates our value is that we exist. Our participation in life, whether we're helping somebody, we're responding to somebody, or we're receiving something from someone else. We have to have both in all situations. And no matter what talent we're using, no matter what it is, that is enough. It's human nature, I think, to think if I was enough, this will happen, or if I'm enough, this won't happen. But we're not that powerful. We're just human beings. We just keep going. And so I think it's important for us to remember that being enough means we are present and we respond because you are enough. You are enough. You're enough. And your life matters.
Perfect advice, Beth. How do people find out more? There might be someone out there that wants to talk to you and find out a little bit more about today's topic or just talk in general about things they're going through, especially in these troubling times.
Well, you know, I would call Safe Harbor Counseling. That number is directed right to me, 630-466-8657. Or you can send an email to Beth Placetka, LCSW, at safeharboril.com. And my email, my contact stuff, is also on the website, which is a little easier to remember and spell, at www.safeharboril.com.
All right, that's all the time we have left on today's show, but we're with you each week at the same time. Again, that website, safeharboril.com. The show is called Your Life Matters. It's with clinical social worker Dr. Beth Plachetka from Safe Harbor Counseling and Dr. Beth Speaks. And we'll see you again at the same time next week.